This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Confirmed coronavirus cases approached 1 million around the world on Thursday, despite more than half of the planet in some form of lockdown. The U.S. is preparing for what President Donald Trump warned would be horrific days ahead. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 is now over 5,100, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. Experts are warning that there could be up to 240,000 deaths in the U.S., even if social distancing guidelines are maintained. Meantime, the top U.S. expert on the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci, downplayed receiving online threats and having uneasy encounters with admirers Thursday. All this has reportedly prompted the Trump administration to provide him with security. Fauci, an influential proponent of stay-at-home orders and other strict emergency measures, has been the target of threats from the far right after publicly correcting some of President Donald Trump's statements about the pandemic. Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Despite his public corrections of Trump, the president has repeatedly applauded Fauci during regular COVID-19 news conferences at the White House. Oil futures rocketed over 30% Thursday after U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted that he expected Russia and Saudi Arabia to end a price war by slashing crude output. Leading world crude exporter Saudi Arabia made a surprise call for a meeting of the OPEC oil producers to stabilize the oil market amid a price war. For more on this, visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News.